Technical Officer for the Sustainable Grenadines Incorporated, SUSGREN, Odwin Andrews said, SUSGREN is disbursing funds under the Small Grants Program dubbed the Ashton Lagoon Restoration and Income Generation on Union Island. He said the project is being funded by the Inter-American Foundation, IAF.
First, exciting news, yes, of course, for the people of Union Island especially. SUSGREN, with funding from the Inter-American Foundation, IAF, implementing a project entitled the Ashton Lagoon Restoration and Income Generation on Union Island. Now, this small grants component of the project is to assist startup established small businesses, as well as community groups and educational institutions such as the schools.
Mr. Andrews said grants have already been disbursed to 51 groups to the tune of $150,000 under the Small Grants Program.
Now, of course, we would have already done our first disbursement to some of these businesses and CSOs, which are the civil organizations and community groups. The call for grants, we attracted over 127 applications to be exact, and a total of 51, which included 7 groups and 44 small businesses, were able to benefit. Thus far, we have already disbursed 130,000 of the 200,000 that was funded through the IAF. So that is the most exciting news that's taking place presently on Union Island with regards to our projects.
And Mr. Andrews said, SUSGREN is also engaged in a project aimed at eradicating rats on Frigate Island for biodiversity protection of the Ashton Lagoon. He said this is being done following a biodiversity survey which was done on Frigate Island in May this year, which found that the presence of rats on the island is harmful to the fauna which exists there.
Funding through the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environmental Fund, the SVGEF. The funding amount for that was US$19,358.89. This project entails the removal of rodents on the island, which was discovered through a recent survey that was done last year by specialist Ms. Listra Kolzak. It is very important to note that the nesting of the barn owls, which has been not seen on the island for over a decade, was recently spotted there. So the idea came about for us to conduct this study during the dry season, and it was discovered that there were some rodents on the island. So as part of the follow-up to that first part of the project, we are now going to conduct training for 5 locals on the island, where they will be training identification of flora, fauna, biodiversity, as well as how to eradicate rodents on the island.
Technical Officer at the Sustainable Grenadines Incorporated, SUSGREN, Odwin Andrews. I'm Ricardo Wilson, reporting for NBC News.